on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. We are Amar Le Ravina Le Rava, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in the bottom, the last two words in the line. Amar Le Ravina Le Rava, Mazaka get leash to Mugmustat Tamau. The guy is Mazaka gets his wife in a place where they're fighting. Is that considered a Schus? Mau, even this look Tata Badei Schusula? A Dumbor, perhaps, Nicha the Gufa or the Flay. Having the body, meaning having a husband, is worth it. Touch him out, Amar Eshlokish. Every woman would rather be married than to be alone. Now that seems to be by all kinds of men, that women want to be married. However, there are men that don't qualify for that. And with that, the Gemara says, a person whose husband is a worm, she still puts her chair amongst the rich ladies, meaning she's still married. Her husband has a menial job, like combing wool, Tikri Basifa Besa, she still calls him to the stoop, but Taisa, she sits with him. If I show him with the Kulsa Gavra, he has a Psul Mishbacha, still, she can go with less food, she doesn't even need beans for her chong pot. Tana, the Kula Mizanis, or Taylor's Babalayim, those who have these low class husbands, they like them because of the ability to snus that they provide. A husband and her co-wife went to Medina Siyam. Now she has no idea that her co-wife have or having a child. Might she not say, because she might have had a child, but like to see, I'm sorry, because she might not have had a child, but like to see, because she might have had a child, until she gets clarity of whether her husband, Tzara was or is pregnant. If her father and mother-in-law are out of town, father and mother-in-law, so that ain't a chasheshes, because there is a rhyme that says there wasn't a boy, because even if her mother-in-law were to get pregnant, more than 50% are not boys. Some are Nephilim, and some are, and 50% of the survivors are girls. Yatsa Simalaya, because according to the Hanukkama, once the woman is full term, the fear of miscarriage is remote, doesn't count, and therefore it's 50-50. Because again, bottom line is, it's still not 50-50. Frankly, Gemara, my heat sarasa. What does he mean? Heat sarasa. What does it mean? Achitis mebaris sarasa. What's heat sarasa? The Tami Kamash, the Chashinan of the Tarach, the Chashinan. We're not afraid that the husband married wife number three. That we don't have to be afraid of. All she has to do is find out about the wife that he left with. I can understand why I don't lie, Yibum, because the chances are she became pregnant and had a child, and it doesn't make a difference, boy or girl, and therefore it would be an Isser HSH. Why can't she get married to Shuk? Why don't we go by majority of a right nation, Ms. Abbas, the eldest? And her tzara, that we can assume, with majority, that had a child. Leimer Ameir, he's a chayish lemuto. Lechayre, the Mishnah is going like a mayor, that says, even though there's a majority that have children, we have to be afraid of the minority, and we can't get her to let marry. Yet, can't let her get married. Don't think about it, Leimer Rabbanon. Kiyos Rabbanon, Basa Ruba, Ruba, Diyisa, come on. When does Rabbanon go by Rav? When the Rav is right in front of us. Meaning it's right in the room. Tesha Chanuyas is in Sanhedrin. Tesha Chanuyas means you find a piece of meat. Nine kosher stores, one trade store, you go by Rav if you find it on the street. Or Sanhedrin, where there's a vote of 12 to 11. Ava Ruba de Lesser, come on, statistical Ravs. Layaz Rabban Abbas Ruba. It's a very severe terrorist, because that means the mayor would argue even in that case, which is the Pella, the Rishayna Master Kasha. It's a Havamina, it's a very severe Havamina. Frank the Gemara of our Kutnik Tana, the Ruba Delesa Kamani. Kutnik Tana is a statistical right. The other Rabbana Basaruba. The Tanya we learned. Kutnik Tana, the Chosum Leviyab and Divra Rameir. A Kutnik Tana can now do Chalitza or Yibum. That's what Rameir says. I'm going to let Rameir Yavra, I'm going to change Chosum Ishkzib of Parsha. We'll see in a second. But you said Godain Chosum, because it says Ishkzib, Ishkzib, Amatame Meyabim. Why can't a Tana have Yibum? Cotton is machlekes, whether it's the rice or drabonon. But why can't a Tana have Yibum? Amalem cotton shemayim to Sris, Tana shemayim to idleness. Because there's a chance that these kids will not be grow up to be childbearing and there won't be a mitzvah of Yibum. That means she'll have gotten married, have Yibum, but it's Eshesach deraisa. Because if she ends up marrying a Sris, that's Eishes Sabbath Deraisa. So therefore, we can't let her have a Yibum from a cotton. Or she's a Tana, he might be doing Yibum to an island. That's where there's no bits of Yibum. So it's Eishes Sabbath Deraisa. Can't allow that.
Let us say that Ruth are not.
Exactly. Overwhelming majority are not Swiss and islanders.
And let her go.
That's what Rabbanan say. So the Rabbanan Sarvi, Zubasa Ruba, the Tana, Barev Kanam, Lapsu, Isinu, Zubasa Rev Kanas, Barev Kanas, Lab Islanders, Nino. And that's a Ruba the lesson, come on. Do they put you, Gemara, at a certain spot when they clean up these farms? Yes.
I
can't hear you.
You're going one using it in the Qumran? No,
it's not true. You're using it in the Kula there.
Yeah.
You're letting have Yibum with an islandess. A possible islandess.
What the hell up there? Do we let it?
Yeah, the Rabbanon say we let it.
We let a
cotton do Yibum? Yiktana. Let's not get involved in cotton because that's a machloikus for shayna with the derives of Rabbanon.
And Yiktana, you're allowed to do it because Rub are not islands.
Correct. So that means even a Ruba the lesser come on you go by. Statistical. So therefore in our Mishnah, go bus arrive. So the Gemara, you're right. I'm a chaver to Masisa Remeir who doesn't go by arrive. Masisa Remeir. Frank the Gemara, but my Kim to Kermeir, you're going like Kermeir that you're Chayshish Lamiyat, same as Seifa. Chayshish Lamiyat, same as Chayshishis. You go by, if you have a mother-in-law, you don't have to be afraid that the mother-in-law had a boy. Right? Why not? Why are we being matter? Because Amai, Halachah Arayv Nashim Arayv Yod Nashim is Arbas Vyodas. Most women have children. Miut Mapilois. Again, she has to be in her childbearing years. And Miut or Mapilois. The Chol Hayodas Mechsis Chor Mechsin Nekevas. So according to a mayor, we should be afraid maybe she had a boy. I it's a Miut or Mayor's Chayshish Lamiut. Smoich Miuta the Mapilois Lamechsin Nekevas of Lichor Miuta. That works according to the Rabbanon who go bus arrive. But according to a mayor, Lechish Duma Kivin the Ix Lechish. According to a mayor, Vichish is from Yuta. Zakta Gemara, Lechish Duma. That's what I think it's supposed to be. Be afraid, maybe she had a boy. And for the Gemara, Kivin the Ix Lechishuk Lechayish. We go back to Zaka. And a mayor does not take me into account when there's a chazaka the opposite way. The chazaka says that her mother-in-law did not have a child. Leave things the way they were. Frak the Gemara, if that's the case, Rachel the Ixik we give them to Yabin. So in the first case in our Mishnah, her tzara left without children. At that point, she was muchzik liyibum. Go by chazaka. Why don't you let her get yibum? Zok the Gemara, Amar of Nachman Rabbavua. Raise the Ister Karis Chashishu.
The first case, the mute is on the side of the.
Again, that's the Gemara's final answer.
Oh.
Right? At this point, the Gemara doesn't make a difference. The Gemara understood Chazaka is the carry all, is the Matthias. That's what we go by. We don't care about anything else. If that's true, so the Raisha should have Yibam. Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Babua. Raisha the Ister Karis Chashishu. And the Rachid's chorus, so they were afraid. Sefer, there's a lot of like Hashishu. And the Sefer, it's a question of Yivam Lashuk. They were more Mekul.
So,
I'm a Rabba, Michti, Hadaraisa. We don't do that by Daraisas. Mali is your chorus, Mali is your love. In a Daraisa, if you're worried about a Mir, you're worried. If you're not worried, you're not worried. You don't make a difference in the severity of Daraisas.
We've made
Tichalikum. Is severity of Daraisas to make a Drabonon? To make a few Xavier Drabonon, well, that's what we're talking about here. You're only going
to
make Xavier Drabonon when it's a Shiloh of Karas, not when it's a Shiloh of Alav. Now, the Gemara, Elam Arava, and this is the answer you were saying before. Reish Chazaka Liyibum Beruba Lashuk. It's a Chazaka versus a Raiv. The Chazaka Liyasiv Kiruba, and Chazaka is not as strong as Raiv. Laisim Yutu the Mapilus Michael Chazaka Vali Palga Palga. Even if we're to a mayor, the Miat makes it 50-50. Like the Nasiv, like the Zabim. Say the chazaka l'shuk v'ruba l'shuk. It's an overwhelming, the majority and the chazaka say she's mutter. Havelei tzchar miyuta to miyuta. That's considered like a miyut of a miyut. Miyuta to miyuta l'chayish v'meir. Leiti nasev v'leiti siyabim. Frekti gemara l'aylam. She can never get married. Amaziri la'atzma shloisha chadashim. She has to wait 3 months as a loy plug because every woman that becomes a widow has to wait 3 months. She waits 9. After 9, she can get chalitza. If her tzara had a kid, so she didn't need chalitza. If her tzara didn't have a kid, she got chalitza, so she can get married. It's not true. For a chaver, we can't let her have chalitza even after 9 months. I think, well, why not? The tzara is mamanu shach. What's wrong if she gets chalitza? Because maybe later on we'll find out her tzara had a child. That means she wasn't a chalutza. We'll have to announce that she can marry a kohen. So make that announcement. So the Gemara, there'll be people that were there by the chalutza, not by the chalutza. And they'll say, we're a matter chalutza to the kohen. Period. So the Gemara, by the Tanan. Didn't we bend the Dina say?
Sorry, don't
want to leave that to the
Maskana?
That, oh, Shemach Leikas.
But the Yuri says you do.
Yes, Shemach Leikas, Yuri and Ukhlina. Okay. So now, listen, Libem Bamdina Sayam, I had a son, the Amra Meiz Bini Vakach Meiz Vaili, which means she's keeping the Chazaka of Yibum the Menace. Meiz Vaili Vaina Akach Meiz Bini, and in the Menace. The Chesheshes with Vareh, the Chesheshes with Vareh, the Chalethes with Lemis Avemes. And we make her get Chalitza. What do you mean? Maybe Adam will come will back her up later on and said that her son died later. You have to announce that she's mutter the kuna. And maybe somebody won't be there. They'll say, Chalutza marries a kayan. I'm a rabbi, papa, a grusha. That case will talk to only be by a grusha where she can't marry a kayan anyway. We were hiding in a cave, and therefore there's no Adam that we have to be afraid of that will show up. She told us there are no Adam around to support me. Dr. Mishnah Wright, stay of Amos, Zu Imeres Meis Baili. One says Meis Baili, but Zu Imeres Meis Baili. Zu Asur Me Baili Shazu, but Zu Asur Me Baili Shazu. We believe each of them that their husband died vis a vis themselves, not vis a vis their tzara. Zu Adam, Lazu Ain Adam. One has the support of Adam and one doesn't. So Lazu Shiash Adam, Eshiash Adam Asura, because she still has to be afraid her Yavama is alive. Because she's that, there's no Adam for her. As she ain't Adam, ain't Adam Mutaris, because she's believed in her own husband, and her brother-in-law, there is Adam. The Zu Banim, the Zu ain't Banim. One has children, one doesn't have children. As she has Labanim Mutaris, because once she doesn't have a husband, she doesn't need Yibam. As she ain't Labanim, Asura, because she needs a Yavam, she has a Yavam, and her Tzara is not believed to say that the Yavam died. The Siabmu, one of them both had Yibam from other brothers. Meaning there was Levi and Yehuda here. So they both got Yibum from the other brothers. They still can't get married because now they need Yibum from the other brother who might not have died. Again, Reuven and Shimon disappeared. Reuven's wife said Reuven died. Shimon's wife said Shimon died. Reuven's wife had Yibum from Levi, and Shimon's wife had Yibum from Yehuda. And then Levi and Yehuda died. So now each of them want to get married to Lashuk. But they can't, because as far as Shimon's wife is concerned, Reuven's still alive. And as far as Reuven's wife is concerned, Shimon is still alive. And they need Yibum, because Levi died without children, and Yehuda died without children. Once we permitted him to the Yavam, we permit him to everybody, meaning we believe her, even vis-a-vis her tzara. Reuven's wife has Adam, and she also has children. And Shimon's wife has no Adam and no children. Shteihem mutaris. Because Shimon's wife can get married because Reuven has, we have Adam that Reuven died, and Reuven's wife can get married because she has children. That's what the Mishnah said. Rabbi Lazar, I'm Rahayim Hutru, the Yavamim Hutru, the Chaladim. Boy, Rabbi, my time is Rabbi Lazar. What is Rabbi Lazar's reason? Is it Mishum the Ksav and Tsarim Eidim the Chaverta? Is it because he holds a co-wife can be made for a co-wife? Meaning, as long as she's coming about herself, we believe her about her co-wife. Or is it because she wouldn't mess herself up? Can we marry off the tzara before this one gets married? Right. She came in to say her husband died. We believe her even for her other yavama. We believe her for herself. We believe her for the tzara. It's only because she wouldn't mess herself up. We'd have to wait for her to get married. That would be the icing of the cake. She's getting married. She wouldn't mess herself up. That's the shayla. Tashimat. Right? It says, means they had Yibum. That's why we let her get another one get married. It has nothing to do with she had Yibum. Because she got married. I believe Reuven's wife, even vis-a-vis Shimon's wife. And I believe Shimon's wife, even vis-a-vis Reuven's wife. Who don't believe her? If she had Jibum, why didn't she let the other one get married? The answer is, Rabbanon says, Samus Navshim, Plishtim, the Chavdinan, we are afraid that she would sacrifice herself to mess up her Tzara. Kashima. What? At this point, we still don't know which one. At the end of the day, we're still only Zerb, yes.
Would she have children also? Is it potential
mamzer? Yeah, mamzer, I'm sure is. She's an anxious ish. She's an anxious ish, sure. The emotion of hate is an emotion of hate. You're not a woman, and you don't hate, so you don't understand it. Tashima, Isha Shahokha, he abided in Medina Sayyam. A woman that her and her husband went to Medina Sayyam. The Abu Amr Maze Vaili. And they came and told her husband died. Tinasi Matitl Subasa. The Tarasa, she came and said, the Tarasa Asura. That's right, by Hutrahi, Hutranami Tarasa. So we see Hutra is enough. Dr. Gemara, no. It's only because you see her getting married. That's not a proof. Maybe she has a get. So when she came in and said her husband died, it's not pertinent to her. It's not her husband anymore. He died. He gave her a get. So therefore, by the Kamar Hakim, look at Kulu Nasar in the Kavna. If her marriage doesn't prove anything, she might have been divorced. She comes in and says, my husband died. Maybe her husband divorced her. Now she comes in and says, he died. He never died. But doesn't affect her. She can get married anyway. Something more. No, he didn't. So Yisrael Hanami. Ain't no Hanami if he married to Yisrael. You'd have to worry about that. She married a Kayan. That means she's obviously not a Grusha. Dr. Mishnah Reiter. That Reblesa doesn't hold that way. Going Reblesa. Amy eating all parts upon him and Machaitim. We only testify the form of the face together with the nose. Abishesh Samana Begufa Bekalov. And the Gemara will discuss what's the Mana Begufa Bekalov. Amy, period. Amy eating all parts upon him and they have to see him dead. Avili Ruin Maguya cut up the Tzolov and crucified. Period. Machaya Chalazvay or an animal eating him. Amy eating all Gimu Yamim 3 days post death. Doesn't make a difference. Fat people, hot places, sunny places are different. Panorabana. Pedachas like parts upon him like pedachas, forehead without form of a face, or form of a face without a forehead. Basically need the whole form of the face. The nose and the forehead. But the Gemara and the Gemara by the Tamer of the Kana, my cra chorus pneum. Recognizing the face. That's the way the Pasuk says. Pasuk is not talking about that. They're talking about a Zayna. That you look at her, you can, by looking at the child, you can tell whether she was a Madonna or not. Abba bar Marcel, Abba bar Miyumi. We don't Pasuk that from that. We don't, not for a Pasuk, but it definitely raises a lot of chashas. If Mrs. Smith has a child that looks exactly like Mr. Jones, you got a major problem on your head. How logically it's not going to last her. What? I mean, if I were Mr. Smith, I'd be very worried.
Is this a source for the right?
All we're trying to say is that the pussy uses Hakaras Pneum as a way of identification. That's all we're saying. We're not posking anything. It's a riot, the number. Abba bar Marsa, do Abba bar Miyumi have a mask? He made the Rej Galusa Zuzi. The Rej Galusa, he owed the Rej Galusa money. Isaac Kiri put Shmata, I'm sorry, he put wax, Tavik Bibalaisa, attached it to a Shmata. Tavik Bapuse, he put it on his forehead. Halil Mamu, they were screwed, they didn't recognize him. Abba Bishi Yasamadam. Frank, the Bible of Abba, the Samadam of Abda Raisa, Samadam not biblical. Now, Kamina would be by a get. Matzia we give back anyway, because it's money. But get, we only do it if it's a deraisa. And our Mishnah seems to say we wouldn't rely on Simonim. I remit Matzah Kosher because of Ayin Gibbet Abbas, Shliach finds. Again, tied to his wallet, his leather flask, or his ring. Oishinimtza ben Kelev, he finds it between household wares. Avila is Namaruba Kosher. We rely on the Simon. Rabbi Eloi Kosher, Rablazim Mavoya Rabbanon. Tzimachloikis, Rablazim Mavoya Rabbanon. If Simonim is the right, sir, not. The Tanya Eima Eidin HaShuma. A wart is not a good identification. My love, Alchemist, look at the Mar Savish Simonim Deraisa, Mar Savish Simonim Drabonim. Seemingly, they're arguing whether Simonim is a Deraisa or Simonim is a Drabonim. Amar Rabbit, the Kula Alma Simonim Deraisa. Everybody holds Simonim is a Deraisa. Haka Beshuma Matsuya Bebengila Kamiflagi. Everybody holds it's a Deraisa, and therefore we would have to go back to our Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to go back to. But the Machloikas here is, do people born at the same time have the same simon? And therefore, it would not be a good simon. Marisav is shuman b'tzuyim b'megila, and Marisav ain't b'tzuyim b'megila. You get the Amri? No, nothing to do with our Mishnah. In the Machloikas, Reb Elazar, Reb Avoy, and Reb Onan. We're saying they both agree simon of the right, and we didn't deal with our Mishnah yet. According to one man, the Amri, everybody born at the same moment has the same birthmark. No, everybody born on November 22nd, 1979, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, has the same birthmark. That's the Machloikas. Did you ever do a study?
No.
Okay, so then you can't ask any questions. Then you can't do any questions. Ike de Amri, how come the Shuma Asirili Shtana Sacha Misa come in for you? The warts change after Misa, therefore no longer identifiable. Marisab Asirili Shtana Sacha Misa. That is the first shot. So according to this, we have not resolved our Mishnah yet. Because we're saying Simonim derives it, and our Mishnah, we did not rely on Simonim. So according to so far, we have three ways of understanding the Machloikas, Reb Elazar, Mavoy, and Rabbanan. But we said two of them were Simonim as a derives. So then we have to go back and resolve our Mishnah, which the Gemara will do a little later. Ikka the army, Amar Rav, the Kulam, Simonim, Rabbanan. Therefore, our Mishnah is great. The Shuma Simon Mubik Kamiflagi. The Machloikas by Shuma is whether it's a Simon Mubik. Simon Mubik works biblically according to everybody. Marisava Simon Mubik. Mubik means, I guess, unique, special. Marisava loves Simon Mubik. Back to Gemara. Ulahach Lishna Dhamma Rabbah Simonim Deraisa. Haktani Abishes Simonim Begufa Bekalev. What do you do? But our Mishnah, says you don't rely on Simonim. I said the Raisa. That the Gemara, Gufa Darach the Guts, Caleb the Gashin and Lashayla. Gufa is all they said is the size. That's not a good Simon. And Caleb, because we don't know, he might have borrowed somebody's clothing. Somebody might have borrowed somebody else's clothing. Frank, the Gemara, being Chikin and Lashayla, Chamor, but Simonim, Kabech, Madrina. So how do we give back a Chamor with a saddle? Lashayla, in short, when people don't borrow a saddle, the Masakim, Le Rashi learns it causes wounds. The Chamra. How do you give back the get? Tabas chashil is yuvi. They will never borrow their ring. They're afraid somebody's going to forge it. Kis v'arniki menachshi inchi. People who are superstitious will mostly don't borrow it. That's one terrence. B-boy same, if I can tell you, is that Enoch Inami, we're not afraid for Shaila. And Caleb would be a good Simonim. Except all they said was Caleb b'chiyur v'sumki. They only said the color. And color is not a good Simonim. We saw him cut up. Can he live? Or he's not metamic till he actually dies. The diak is, we seem to be assuming that he won't live. We're talking about whether he's metami or not. Can a meguyad be healed? Tanya Midna Maguyad, they mean the Malatsalov. Tanakama says that Maguyad cannot live. He can be cauterized and lived. Frank the Gemara, he must look like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Can our Mishnah be like Rav Shimon ben Elazar? V'ktani Sefer, we learned in the next Mishnah. They lowered him into the sea. But I also be other Melo Rakhli. Now, over there, it's a big shayla. How do we know it's his foot? Maybe it's not his foot. So they say it was with a rope. And the rope was around the foot. When they pulled up, they got the foot, not the rest of the body. That's how the Mepharshim learned over there. I can get healed. Shiny Maya, the Mars of Maka, water makes more pain and swelling, and he won't be able to survive. Frank the Gemara, from a rabbi, Baba Khan, the Shakul Safsira took a sword, the guide to the and chopped and cut up his camel. He died right away. He couldn't even stop braying or neighing or whatever noise camels make. Right? So we see it dies right away. It's not healable. Amrabai Yikrishav was a weak camel. Rabbi Amar, Enochinami. Normally, we talk aren't afraid of healing by Meguyan. But our mission is talking about Sakimulu Benes, who's a hot knife. It cauterizes as it cuts. B'divri HaKayim. Achayu Echelas.
So even
Rabbanim would hold he's healable if it's a cauterized, it's a knife that's hot. Achayu Echelas. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul Loishonim Mokam Shei Nafshi Yaitza. Not a vital organ. If a chai is eating him, you can testify he's dead. Frakting Gemara. I'm sorry. It's a new statement. Rebuta Mishmul said, if he shech shnayim or roim shnayim, you can testify. Frakting Gemara. If I'm Rebuta Mishmul shachah by shnayim or roim shnayim, or Amos Amar Gitzum get lish, so we see he's alive. That's where chai who b'sayv alamas. We're not saying that he's not alive now. We're saying he's for sure going to die. You wait a certain amount of time, and then you can testify he's dead. So if that's true, that he's for sure going to die. So if this happened to Shagig, a guy dropped a knife from the second floor and it cut somebody some on him. So there's a special halacha by Golas that can be another factor involved. And the draft might have made a difference. You know, Hashem Yivkur Masasa by shake by moving. So there was a special halacha by Golas. My benayu the shechted the base of the shisha. He shechted him in a marble house. Ubirkas and the guy shook. You know, the shechted the bar of a light birkas. So it depends. There is a draft, but he didn't move. So that would depend on the two terutz. Rabbi Yudaim and Loiko Ibaylu. Rabbi Yudaim and Bava Lekula Balik and Lechum Rapalik. Is he saying sometimes it's identifiable even after 3 days? Or is he saying sometimes it's not even identifiable within 3 days? By the way, the Meiri says, and I spoke this out, that it's only if we're not looking for somebody. If we're looking for somebody, then we can even identify him after 3 days. When we find the body and we try to figure out who it is, we can't figure it out after 3 days. But we know Mr. Jones is missing, and we find the body that looks pretty much like Mr. Jones, even after 3 days we would use it to identify. So says the Meiri.
Exactly.
But you know Mr. Jones is missing. We're looking for his body. Kashima, the who garbed the tub of the Carmi, person drowned in Carmi, Baskua Beheja, and they brought him up by Beheja the Basu Klasi, and Basura, Zimmer Madon, was the Bissu. Zimmer Madon married off his wife. Basua, who garbed the Ipu Bediglus, he drowned in the Tigris. Baskua, I guess with the Shifsina, they brought him up by the Shifsina Bridge. By the recognizing of his friends, that was matter even after 3 days. And nobody allows after 3 days. Water will make it contract, and they recognize it even after 3 days. Didn't you say it makes it worse? It contracts. We see him right away. But if he stayed around, he definitely swells up.
Water makes him dependent.
If there's a wound, it makes it die faster. And if there's no wound, it maintains the body. That's Rameir's opinion, according to Rashi, and again, a very severe Rashi, and not, we don't understand it. Rashi, other Rishonim seem to learn that people can survive underwater for a number of days. Now, Rameir learned, maybe his head was a little bit above water and he was able to breathe. The yard Meishcha Achrav, and the guy was went behind him. The guy went with the Suma. Because it was the Maim Sheyeshlam Seif, they could see all four banks. The guy was underwater for a lot of time, and we did marry up his wife. back into Shmuel Ayam, and that was a man she ain't land side. But also be other male raglai. I'm not chacham min akubu lemaila. Did I say? Min akubu lemata. Like did I say?
These mice are to be halacha.
That's where Beis's pots getting based on that story. I'm a kind of rabbanan off of the mind base. I'm side base. I'm side base. That's where the very mayor. I'm a the chamim laimim. Mind jesh lam side ish the muteres. The shein lam side ish the asura. Hey, if you got me mind jesh lam side. I'm rabbi called Shaimid Varei Ma'ab Ruchai stuff. You can see him from all. You can see all four banks. Yes.
Well, the water makes it worse.
If he has a wound.
After a while.
Well, Rameyer says, this is, I told you, I don't understand Rameyer, but according to Rashi, Rameyer holds people can survive underwater for days.
But it says on these words only if it's, you bring them offshore right away, but if you leave them there in the water, it's
good. No, it's almost a dead body you find afterwards in the water.
You didn't find the body. A guy went into water, and it's an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, and he hasn't come up.
Yeah.
Dr. B.I.C., he's dead. I'm not identifying a body. There is no body. Adam say they saw him dive into this pond and he hasn't come up in 4 hours and we see all four banks.
What is mitzvah toughest?
That's if you find the body, you can identify right away because the body is contracted.
Only distort the body. An hour. After that, it's not recognized.
That's because he's dead. One second. There's two separate missions. One is we found a dead body and we want to identify it. And one is we didn't find the body. He's in the water and we never found the body.
This new mission has nothing to do with
it. There's nothing to do with finding a body in this mission. A guy drowned.
Question.
We never found the body. The minute mission was talking about we found a body and we want to identify it. Here we're talking about.
If it had a wound,
then he would die fast so we can identify that he died. We never found the body.
Oh, but it ruins the.
It ruins the fact that a wave would have swept him downstream and he would have gotten out and lived. That was the case with Akuba, yeah. Again, there's two separate subjects here. What is the means of identifying somebody we don't know?
Yeah.
And one is...
So if you find a guy, you find a guy in the water after 5 days, and he's bloated probably, right?
He's not. After, in the water, he wouldn't be bloated.
There's no wound.
There's no wound.
Up to 5 days. After the 6th day, then...
Doesn't say that.
If it was left...
That it, you brought him out, and they identify him immediately. It's a good identification.
We said it was only 5 days.
That was the story. It was 5 days.
Well, if you brought him out within an hour, it's okay. But then, if you left him in the water, then
exactly. That's identifying a body. Now we're talking about a totally different thing. There is no body.
Okay.
Can we assume he died in the water?
Well, how do we know if he had a wound or not?
It doesn't make a difference. We're not talking about identifying. We know Mr. Jones drowned in this pond. We have no body. But if we had come up, we would have seen him. He didn't come up for 4 hours.
Right.
So Mr. Jones is dead, right. Unidentified.
Why are we getting involved with a wound?
There's nothing to do with the wound here. It was in a separate story. Now we go back to the other subject and we say a separate story. There's two stories here.
Yeah, so let's go back to the wound story.
Yes.
What's the story?
Reuven went into the water.
With a wound.
With a wound. Well, we pulled out his leg, so he obviously has a wound.
A shark bite.
You pulled him out. Was he alive dead?
We didn't pull him out. We pulled his leg out. Now, the sea might have swept him down, and theoretically he could have gotten up somewhere and lived. But since he had a wound, we say he couldn't have done that.
Famous shark John.
Mashti, your Shaila, it's dealt with in Achrenim. Mrs. Smith had a child that looked like Mr. Jones. And they say it doesn't mean anything because the Gemara says in Gittin that the Romans used to tie beautiful Jewish boys to their bed when they had a relationship with their wife, so their wife should look at the boy and would have beautiful children. That's what the Gemara says. They bring a raya that if Mrs. Smith is thinking about Mr. Jones while she's having a relationship with her husband, it can make the child look like Mr. Jones as well. So therefore, that would not be a raya that the kid is a mamzer. However, if I were Mr. Smith, I would be very worried. You want to know the halacha? That's the halacha. We did more, but I'm going to start again from next bar.